It is 8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Dunn, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us on this Friday morning. Well, some changes in the City of Galesburg Parks and Recreation Department. Of course, over the summer, we'd had Elizabeth Varner in, Parks and Rec Supervisor. She retired, and they kind of split her duties up amongst some several others, including some in the Parks and Rec Department. One of those, now Recreation Supervisor, Chelsea Moberg, joining us here this morning. Chelsea, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. So lots of stuff always going on with the Parks and Rec Department, always busy, I guess, really no matter what time of year, honestly.
Yep. We try to keep busy for everybody and provide a lot of different programming.
And that's the whole point of having services like this. All right, well, let's talk about some of the things going on. Well, first off, for you in particular, one, you already kind of handled a lot of the aquatic stuff before, is that correct?
So I've been part of the aquatic stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, my first job was working for Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. So I've got a history there. And then I was lucky enough to be able to work next to her for the full year. So it's been fun to jump in and do something that I already had experience with.
Yeah. So you've got that under your belt. So you got the aquatics, but you've got some other things that you're doing with for the city, for the Parks and Rec as well.
Yeah. So we are doing our Mother Son Night, which is we've switched over to doing an adventure night. We've extended registration through the 15th of this month, but it's a chance for moms and sons to come out and do something that's casual. We are having video game style activities, which will be interesting because each level is a different, like each space has different levels of challenge, so they can do different activities and you guys set your own challenge level. And then there's secret challenges and you get achievements for doing it. If any of your kids like playing video games, this will be right up their alley. And we will have snacks, like refreshments with it, and different prizes and activities that are going on throughout the night, and we'll end up dancing at the end of the night.
So what are the kind of the age ranges for this?
Kindergarten through sixth grade.
Oh, okay. All right. So Mother Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
And that's going to happen on October 18th.
Okay, October 18th. And again, to get signed up, they need to can they do that online, or they need to come out to Lakeside, or
yep, they can do it online, and okay, they can do it at Lakeside, or they could call over the phone too if they wanted to.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
all right.
And then we also have our youth basketball program that's coming up. This has been a long-standing program. We've had, I think last year there were 60-some teams from surrounding areas that participated in our league. So there's a lot of different competition, and it's all recreational. So everybody who signs up gets to play. And the cost for that for early bird, or well, for regular registration is $100, and we're taking registrations through the 19th. The season, like practices, will start in November, and then games don't start until December, and they run through mid-February.
Now, will you need volunteers as coaches, or is that covered, or if you're always looking for volunteers? Or
oh, definitely always looking
okay
for volunteers. Yes. As of right now, I think we've got a few pretty good ones on board, but it's always good to have more.
Yep, absolutely. So that's not far. So will all the games be at Hawthorne Center, or some other places too?
They're going to be all within about 20 minutes of Galesburg.
Oh, okay.
Which is convenient, but we have I think we've got about 12 or 13 different gym sites that we use for the Western Illinois Youth Basketball Program, just because there's so many different groups of kids playing.
Yeah, not all the teams and kids are from Galesburg. They're from the surrounding areas as
right
well. So, okay,
right,
that's a pretty cool thing.
It
so
is.
Yeah, so get your child signed up for that. What else we have coming up?
This Saturday, we're doing the Lakeside Nature Center Fall with Pumpkins, which has been a huge hit. So if you're looking for something to do with your kids, it's free. Come out. We're going to decorate pumpkins with nature, things that you find in nature. It's really fun and easy. It's 9 to 11 at the Nature Center this Saturday.
All right. So so tomorrow morning that's coming. That's kind of a cool thing because it's always fun to decorate a pumpkin anyway. But that's actually a little kind of different idea, decorating with things from nature that you find, whether it's pretty leaves or acorns, whatever the case may be.
Yep. And for those of you who don't like the icky gunk in the inside of the pumpkin, you don't have to touch it.
You know, and actually, that's not as bad as you think. I remember the first time I did it, it's like, oh, it's not that bad. I thought it was. It was like, yeah, it's not so much, and it washes off really easily. But anyway,
yeah.
You don't have to worry about that with that coming up tomorrow. Chelsea Moberg is a recreation supervisor with the Galesburg Parks and Recreation Department, talking about lots of programs and events coming up. What else is on the agenda?
I've got the Adult Volleyball League that's is going to start November 7th, and registrations are going on for that for teams through the 24th of this month. So it costs, I believe it's $282 per team, But it's a good chance to get out and get active, effectively. Mm-hmm. All the teams play on Wednesday nights. There's a competitive and a non-competitive league. And there's also free agents. So if you don't have a team and you want to play, we have a list of subs that you can sign up for.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yep.
That's cool.
And that's only $10. So
that might be more fun because you get on one team, might play, I don't really like them. And you get to play for somebody else next week, right?
Yep.
That's a cool idea. But you also have, versus people, just more recreation, you also have open volleyball, the open gym as well for volleyball?
Yes. We are doing, right now we're doing Sundays from 4 to 6 over at Hawthorne Gym. It's $2 admission. And then Wednesday nights until the games start up, we're going to do 6 to 8 at Lakeside, which is also $2 admission.
All right. It's always fun. Volleyball's fun.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at it, but it's fun.
Same.
It was more fun when I could jump, but now I can't do that. I don't know. We'll see. But you have like spiking and non-spiking leagues? Is that, or not? I know at one time it was like that, but.
Yeah, we've pulled back a little bit from that. It's pretty much just you self-define as like competitive and then
right.
Or not.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Got it. All right. So many things going on. Basketball, you got open gyms for that as well. Some tennis things come up. One of the things I want to mention that I think it's already underway, the ballroom dance.
Yes.
What a great idea that was.
Yeah, no, that's definitely one of Elizabeth's, I think one of her favorite programs that she ran. And we have a really good sign up this fall, including Elizabeth participating. So
oh, okay.
If you miss her, you should sign up this Sunday and come do ballroom. But we've been given Scott Rasso, who is a professional like dancer, and he's been doing it for I think over 20 years. I could be wrong. I keep saying 20 years, but he's fantastic. Like he knows what he's doing. He's got a really good method, and people seem to really enjoy having him as an instructor.
All right, that's a really cool thing. So again, you can contact the Parks and Rec Department if you're interested in any of the programs. Of course, all website as well. It's got all the events listed, all the things going on, all the leagues and everything. Anything else coming up we need to know about?
Just our two normal holiday time events. Registration's open for the Michigan Avenue trip,
mm-hmm.
and then also Daddy Daughter. So if anybody's looking to register for either of those, I'd get in early because those fill up fast.
Yeah, so you're talking Michigan Avenue in Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yes.
Yeah, so that'll be a bus trip up there. And, of course, yeah, the daddy-daughter dance, always a really huge event. When's that actually coming up?
Michigan Avenue is December 1st, mm-hmm. and then daddy-daughter will be December 5th.
All right, so not far off, but yeah, mm-hmm. you want to get signed up early for those. And,
yep.
Again, well, all right, well, lots of great things going on all the time that keeps you hopping, right?
Yep, definitely.
Are you guys hopping more with Elizabeth gone? I think y'all kind of have more on your plates.
Well, I would say yes, but
well, yeah, that's expected. She did a lot, but I know, yeah, she was a great asset. But I know the great thing, like you said, you got to train under her, so you guys really know what you've gotten yourselves into and what you're doing as well.
Yep.
Right. All right. Well, anything else we need to know, Chelsea?
Just to check us out on Facebook if you have any questions. Everything up there is we're constantly updating. Things are getting posted. Reminders are going out. So that's the quickest way to find out what's going on.
Yeah, and of course, there's always rental of the pavilion and things like that are available if you've got an event, a reception, or a party, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They can contact you guys. So, yeah, a lot of great things going on. Chelsea, thanks so much for your time. Always appreciate it.